on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, your answer, your solution to any housing problem, dilemma, or project for the Arizona homeowner. Thank you for tuning in. We're talking about the handyman, how to hire that handyman. You just got that one little thing you want to get done at the house. Maybe it's just, you know, I've been hired to hang pictures on masonry walls because people don't know how to anchor something to a masonry wall. It's not like just driving a finish nail into drywall.
And drywall you can patch.
And drywall you can patch.
You can patch masonry, but you can't hide it with a coat of paint if it's an exposed block finish. So you've got to do it right the first time.
So when we tell people to interview multiple people and determine what their solution is and how they want to attack the problem, do you have to get three bids for hanging a picture on a masonry wall?
I don't know three different people that would come out to give an estimate just on that.
Yeah. And we're seeing the death of free estimates, too, because it's taking more and more time to put estimates together. So a lot of people are charging for that first service call and saying, you know, to get us out there with our experience, our truck, our tools, our equipment, our insurance, our licensing, our taxpaying mechanism, our totally legal status, it's going to cost some amount of money to get us to the doorstep. Sometimes that service call is offset by the price of the repair ticket, and sometimes it's not.
And it'll go in cycles. For example, the Arizona Paint Company, we were sitting in Pinnacle Roofing's office last week, and his office manager walked in while we were talking with Brandon and said, just by want to let you know, by the way, I used Arizona Paint Company to do the exterior of my house. And I don't know. I'm researching this now for our guys, but they came, they measured, they went back into their vehicle. They had an iPad there with a special software for
painting estimates.
You didn't
have to wait 3 days for the estimate.
20 minutes later, had a printer in the truck, printed out the estimate, everything that was included, had it back on my doorstep, signed it, and the crew was there in 3 days.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
So we need something like that for our roofers. I mean, it'll technology, I think, you'll start to see that coming back if they can do it that efficiently.
Yeah.
For trades, remodeling, you're not going to put a remodeling estimate together. I don't see technology ever being able to do that 20 minutes in a car.
Well, it depends to what
unless
level.
Unless you just said, give me a $100,000 check and I'll have it all done for you.
I can tell you the way. I could write a contract on the spot for anybody that wanted to infill their sunken living room. We've done so many of those. I'll just take the measurement and say, yep, this is it. Or somebody that wants to convert their carport to a garage. We've done quite a number of those. So take a couple measurements. But generally speaking, we went on and visited a family yesterday that had ideas of impacting about six different areas. They wanted to expand the master bedroom, bathroom, and walk-in closet. They wanted to blow out the back wall of their house and capture the Arizona room and create it into full living space with the over-poured concrete and the insulation and the ductwork and everything. Then they wanted to convert a two-car carport into a garage and then expand the laundry room. Well, I'm not going to be able to put that estimate together in my head right there on the spot, but I can get pretty close. I can say, you know, you're going to be looking about this to this. But on the topic of handymen, we're talking about when you can and when you can't use a handyman. And the number one rule is if the aggregate of the labor and the material exceeds $1,000, you must use a licensed contractor. Now, there's a couple other stipulations as well. If your local community requires a permit for the work, and there are communities in the valley and around Arizona that require a permit to hang a ceiling fan. Well, if it requires a permit, you cannot use an unlicensed handyman. Exchanging a water heater requires a permit virtually in every city and municipality in Arizona. Handyman can't replace a water heater. Okay? So, if you'd like more information about when do you need to hire a licensed contractor as opposed to when you can use an unlicensed handyman, go to rosieonthehouse.com. And it's actually in the email newsletter we sent out to our subscribers in just this week's article. Let's see if we can get to a call or two, Romy, and I know you've got some emails over there. Let's get some answers out to some of these folks, and I'll quit my preaching, and I'll get to answering questions. Good morning, Roy. Rory, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call, Rosie.
You betcha.
Hey, I think you just answered it, but I have a water leak under my kitchen island, and so I had the guys come out, and they kind of tore out that bottom section of particle board under in that cabinetry.
Okay.
And I need to get that fixed now. And I looked up Gilbert Handyman.
Okay.
And found a guy that was good Yelp ratings and all of
okay.
that.
Okay.
And so do you think that's a – and when I talked to him, he seemed barely – or the receptionist was like, yeah, we do this sort of stuff all the time.
Okay.
And it seems to me that labor and material will be under 1,000. So I just wanted to get your take on that. The skill sets required, do you feel that's a good fit for a handyman, or would you recommend a licensed contractor for that?
Have you fixed the leak?
Oh, yeah, we fixed the leak. We, you know, they have basically disconnected the kitchen faucet, and so we're using the utility room to rinse anything before it goes in the dishwasher until then. So I want to get it done this week.
What?
So, yeah, we fixed the leak.
Okay, so the leak was fixed. Did y'all fix that yourself, or did you need a plumber in there? Was it just a loose faucet,
no,
loose angle stop? Or
using the kitchen faucet.
Okay, so is it one of these faucets that pulls out?
No, you don't.
No?
It's
okay.
cracked or something right there at the fitting
okay.
where it mounts into the sink.
Okay.
So I'm going to replace the sink. I wanted to upgrade it anyway, so I'm going to replace the sink, the faucet. And at the same time, I wanted to have them replace the cabinetry underneath, because right now I'm just looking at the flooring underneath where that cabinet was, because we tore all that out
Good.
To remove any water down.
Dry it out. What's your countertop, Rory?
Countertop is, I'm not going to be able to think of it. It's not granite. It's
quartz?
Is it a solid?
No, it's not quartz. It's the house was built in 2000, and it's...
So it's a solid surface of some type,
it's
like
a
Corian,
yeah.
Silestone, something along that line, that family.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And the sink is a self-rimming sink. It just sits in on top of that. The old
it's
sink's just
in,
gonna
yeah.
a drop. It's just gonna come straight out. Okay.
Yep.
Well, depending on what you pay for the sink, and depending on what you pay for the faucet, I don't know what your wife's expectations are, but you could be bumping up close to $1,000 just with the sink and the faucet. What are y'all looking at and spending for those two products?
What I was looking at, just some stuff I was looking at Lowe's, probably $400
for both of them.
Yeah,
perfect. Okay, so a handyman can set that in. As far as I know, that isn't something that would require a permit. Go ahead and put your home was built recently enough. It probably has ball cock angle stops. Make sure the flex connectors between the ball cock angle stops and the faucet are braided stainless steel. And here's a touch or two. Whenever we do a remodeling project, one of the extra touches you get when Rosie on the House does it for you is we put a waterproof liner underneath every bathroom and sink, kitchen sink. So if that compartment ever leaks, the waterproof lining has a slight tilt to it, and it brings the water to the front of the cabinet and drips it on the floor. So instead of a leak hiding itself and creating the mold and causing all the problems, manifests itself on the floor, and you get to looking at it, and you can arrest and solve the problem. You can order those liners pre-measured and pre-fit. They come delivered to your house in the mail, and you can just set that in yourself. The next thing we do at Roseanne House is we like to take that cabinet and we cedar line everything that's a water environment. So we're capturing the water so it can never cause a problem, and then we're cedar lining it. That's the area that you're most often going to see critters, ants, roaches, and pests, and the cedar actually serves as a deterrent for that. So there's just a couple tips. If he installs the sink and the faucet and repairs that floor, then you can order the liner and do the the cedar lining yourself, and you'll be all set.
Okay. And you know, one thing, I was looking at my notes here. I was surprised. The person's like, oh, we fix those sorts of things all the time. And they quoted like $200 and $300 to put the sink and faucet in.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable to you?
That sounds about right. What did they did they try and give you a quote for putting in the new floor of the kitchen island?
No. They, you know, it's funny.
They want to see that first.
They just went cheap when they did it. When we pulled all of the cat, the guys knocked all the old cabinetry out.
Yeah.
It's bare concrete under there.
And so how are you going to rebuild that?
I wasn't planning on doing anything other than having them go ahead and repair the cabinetry.
Yeah.
Is there an issue with just having the concrete under there?
No, you're fine. You're fine. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, the islands are generally mounted to the concrete, and the floor covering is run up to the islands. That's the way we like it done. Okay?
Okay.
All right, man. Well, Roy,
hey,
good luck.
Do you have time for one more question?
I think we just do, yes.
Okay. Totally unrelated, winter lawn, another hot topic for you. I scalped, and I'm putting in a winter lawn area just in the size of a regulation volleyball court for my kid. So my winter grass, so the brown will be out there, and then the court will be this green winter grass. And I just bought all my steel poles and everything. But when I put my winter grass, I seeded last Saturday, and the birds are having a heyday out there. Is there anything I should do? Seed over again, or should I just say, hey, the birds are going to get some of it, and I know I'll be okay.
Yeah. If you applied the proper amount that's on the bag, and I cannot remember the exact, but I think it's like 10 pounds per 100 square feet or something like that.
I thought it was a pound per 100 square
feet. A pound, yeah. I thought 10 felt too, but yeah. You'll be fine. It looks like they're eating a lot, but you'll never notice it. We've seen it time and time and time again for years.
I figured you've heard that one before.
You feed the birds and just go about it. It'll be fine.
All right. Hey, thanks for all your help, guys. Really appreciate it. Oh. And thanks again.
Okay, man. Have a great Saturday. Yeah.
And you'll notice the birds will eventually go away after a week or two as the seeds start to germinate. They're not really interested after that.
And I always keep a bag of seed on the back patio, and as I just see areas that aren't coming in quite as thick as I want, I just throw them on the ground, grass it up.
There you go. We have Stuart next on the line, but we'll have to wait till the last segment as we are out of time for this one. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.